And now, a story from Salem about solving a mystery, at least in part. A beautiful victim of time sailed the high seas to faraway ports in the 1800s before she ended up battered and nearly broken on a 21st century lab table. It took about 10 years of sleuthing to piece together some of the story behind the figurehead that's now on display at the Peabody Essex Museum. WBUR senior arts reporter Andrea Shea checked out the result of some meticulous conservation.
In 2005, curator of maritime art and history Dan Finnemore got a tip on a carving up for auction at Christie's. It was a figurehead, one of those female forms that decorated the bows of wooden ships between the 16th and 20th centuries.
When we were first alerted to the existence of this figurehead, there were a couple of people who dared breathe sort of quietly, maybe it's William Rush. Sort of the consummate attribution of a great early American sculptor who had a lot of followers, a lot of copyists.
William Rush is known for his public statues and building ornaments in Philadelphia, where he's from. But he also crafted figureheads for naval frigates in the late 18 and early 1900s. Finnemore says the one on the block was unusually elegant.
It has seen the world, so to speak. It has been exposed to the worst of the worst. It's amazing that anything survives in those instances. So for us to find one that's really still mostly solid wood and shows the artist's chisel work, that's amazing.
The figurehead's draping neoclassical dress led the curator to suspect it was from the early 1800s, but connecting it to Rush was daunting. There was no signature, and the object was riddled with damage. A long crack ran from her throat almost to her knees. Even so, Finnemore took a leap, negotiated purchase, and brought her to Mimi Levesque in the museum's conservation lab.
We've been calling this sort of Rush CSI. I mean, that is what conservation is in many ways, because we're trying to get back to the original history of objects.
One CSI-style tool that helped build the figurehead's narrative was forensic imaging.
And the X-rays, first of all, showed an entire history of nails, and we found that there was buckshot in her.
The shrapnel was a mystery, but the nails offered a clue to scholars familiar with Rush's technique. He used large spikes to join chunks of wood he'd carve, then paint to look whole. The X-rays also revealed 30 layers of paint. The top 14 were white. Levesque and the curator debated over how much to remove to reach its original colors safely.
That's why it took 10 years. We carefully stripped every layer off, one layer at a time. We used a non-toxic stripping agent and did it with scalpels.
They looked into time through the layers of paint on the figurehead's clothing. Around the mid-1800s, her shawl was burgundy, a color made fashionable by Queen Victoria. Turns out the earliest shawl hue was a robin's egg blue, her dress peach pastel. Then came another revelation.
The eyes were the aha moment for us because we knew that Rush always carved his pupils and then did a little deeply radiated line around for the iris. But with all that paint, we could just stare down into the blank pit of the eyes.
Beneath the paint, they found what appeared to be Rush's telltale eyeballs. And the figurehead's face looked a lot like a model named Louisa, who famously sat for Rush. But Finnemore says that's not confirmed. In the end, the curator and conservator feel they gave the figurehead an honest treatment for her debut in the museum's just-opened expansion.
There are probably people who would say, Rush didn't sign this piece, and therefore it's not by Rush. Show me that it's not by Rush. I think you'd be very hard-pressed to find another carver who could have executed this.
Back at the conservation lab, Levesque is satisfied, but also wistful about her former constant companion.
She lived on this table for 10 years, and the first day after she went up into the gallery, it was like that empty nest syndrome. The whole lab just seemed so empty.
Now, the figurehead hangs at ship bow height in the new maritime gallery. Her eyes stare off into some long-ago horizon as a soundtrack of waves crashes around her. The massive torso crack is filled, and her colors are alive. But one foot remains missing. The conservator and curator left it that way to help visitors ponder her treacherous journey to Salem. For 90.9 WBUR. I'm Andrea Shea.